Welcome to Inside the Mortgage Mind, a Zenix podcast. At Zenix, our mission is to transform the mortgage industry through a commitment to excellence. On this podcast, we'll hear stories from professionals throughout the industry, from new LOs to CEOs, about their journey to achieving success. We hope you're inspired and energized by what you hear to take your business to the next level.
Hello, Christy. Casey Cunningham, how are you today?
Hey, Casey, I'm doing great. How are you?
I am wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. It is so good to reconnect with you and to share some words of wisdom that you have with other loan officers throughout the country, because you certainly are deserving of being recognized as a top producer. Oh, my gosh. So let's just jump right in. How long have you now been in business originating loans?
So I've been in the business for 13 and a half years. I graduated from your Zenix program back in 2004 in the fall.
I love that we are just connecting that from rookie to top producer. Okay, so what did you do before the mortgage industry?
So right before the mortgage industry, I managed car dealerships for Enterprise Rent-A-Car. I did that for, I don't know, so I sold cars, finance manager, branch manager, regional manager, and then I stopped and I traveled the world for like 3.5 years. So this was a jump back into real work after I had taken quite a little break.
Okay, so you're a little crazy to go from not working for that time and then jumping into the Zenix originator program, which was pretty intense, I think you would agree.
Oh, yeah. It was super hard. I was feeling it.
Well, you handled it, and you handled it obviously extremely well. Now here you are as a top producer. So what kind of sources of business are you now using as far as your pipeline or your strategy to go after?
Mostly it comes from realtors. I've really built a name for myself in the community, so a lot of realtors just come straight to me. But I also still market to my sphere of influence, and yeah, that's pretty much it.
So do you do any kind of anything that's unique in marketing, or is it just sort of traditional realtors and sphere?
One of the things that I've kind of been promoting and really worked hard to get is something called Best of Loudoun. I live in Loudoun County, Virginia, and the local newspaper has like a Best of category every year. And about 6 years ago, I won it organically, didn't even know I was in the running. And then ever since then, I've kind of like really gone for it. You know, I didn't want to lose my title. So I really promote the fact that I've been voted Best of Loudoun for the last 6 years. So that's one of the things that I, you know, kind of promote and want everyone to associate me with the best loan officer in the area. That's the main thing that I do that's different.
I love that little tactical approach, because from a branding standpoint, every time you talk to a customer, how easy is it to pivot?
Yes, so exactly. And it's on my signature. It's on my business cards, on my website. It's everywhere.
Well, you know, we've won 11 culture awards, and as we go out and we're talking to managers, we can say, let us teach you how to create a great culture, and we've done it. So it gives us credibility.
Yes.
I'm going to challenge any manager or loan officer that's listening to say, have you been actually applying for any local awards out in the marketplace? Because from a local standpoint, you know, we do a national and local, but if you do just in your local area, that immediately gives you instant credibility. So kudos to you on that. Anything else really unique that you've done or found?
Well, I will tell you one thing that I did when I first got started, and this was thanks to Zenix, thanks to you guys. One of the things that you talk about in the program was finding out something that the realtor is interested in and then just sort of, you know, honing in on that. So I met a realtor who was really into shoes. And so I did this little shoe campaign and sent pictures of shoes mysteriously, like in the mailbox. And the realtor had no idea who was doing this. And then after about 2 or 3 weeks, I sent, you know, I sent my business card in with the shoe and said, mama needs a new pair of shoes, come see me for the next, for your next loan or something like that. I did some little shoe campaign. So that was pretty unique. And ever since then, that realtor has been completely dedicated to me and refers me business all the time. So that was one little unique thing that I did a long time ago.
Okay, so here's an interesting fact. We teach it all the time, right? It's called personalized marketing, but not everybody does it, Christy. And it's not that hard. But you know what I love that you did? Is you didn't do it just once and hope somebody would just match you. You warmed them up. So kudos to you for taking that. She'll never forget it, right? I'm sure she'll tell stories.
No, it's told like probably 5 times a year, that story.
I love it.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've got realtors going on, you got your sphere, you got the best of Loudoun. Are you doing much social media in your business right now?
I really am focused mostly on Facebook. I mean, I do have a Twitter account and an Instagram account, and my, you know, someone at my company helps me, you know, post things there, like professional things, and I have a business Facebook page. But honestly, what I do the most is on my personal page. I try and connect with people. So I, you know, genuinely make comments if I feel the need that, you know, to comment on a picture or something that they're doing in their lives. And I do promote my accomplishments. I mean, like, you know, when I went, you know, top 1% in the nation or whatever it is, I definitely promote my accomplishments on there as well.
And I bet you get a lot of congratulations, which just validates all those people that have done business with you.
Yes.
So are you finding that you get many leads from social media, or is it more of from a branding element? It's just validating.
It's a little of both. I do find people who say, I heard about you through Facebook. We have a couple of, county, well, one's called Real Housewives of Loudoun County. And a lot of people, someone will say, I'm looking for a realtor, I'm looking for a lender, who do you recommend? And my name does come up quite a bit. So I just jump on that right away. So there's, you know, things like that. I try to stay active in the, the little Facebook groups. And, you know, I promote other people as well. So one of the things about networking, in my opinion, is, you know, if you give, then you're much more likely to get. So, you know, I stay active on those. Like my neighborhood has a Facebook page where someone will be looking for a roofer or a painter. And I'm always one of the first ones to, you know, dish out a referral. And then, you know, so my name gets seen, and then also people will think of me.
Well, great job. I totally agree, by the way. You know, a lot of people want to get, but if you start giving, it'll come back to you tenfold. What about LinkedIn?
Definitely.
Are you doing much LinkedIn?
LinkedIn. So not yet. That is something I want. That's one of the things I want to focus on going forward, but I just recently started adding a bazillion people. I have no idea if that was the thing to do or not. I haven't tackled a strategy on that yet, but I am starting to pay a little bit more attention to it. Absolutely. I need to start focusing more on it, but I haven't yet.
Well, you know, we teach LinkedIn, and I'll just give you a quick heads up as to why it should be your priority. And I'm glad you said it's a big focus for you. Is LinkedIn is the most searchable of all the sites. So when a customer puts in Loudoun County Loan Officer, you want to be the first to pop up every time. And so you got to make it very searchable. So totally agree. Make that a high priority. Make sure you've got some repetitive words. And so we'll go offline and I'll give you some tips that I highly recommend you really focus to help you on that. Okay. So
awesome. Thank you.
Of course. Are you kidding? You're an alumni for life now that you went through our originator program. Let's talk about your customer service philosophy. Tell me about how you take care of your customers.
Well, customer service, one thing that I do, and I mean, I'm a little bit obsessive about it, is I'm very responsive. So I feel like it really starts with that first, you know, so many people will say, wow, you answered it before it even rang. So that's one of my things. I just really want to be always available. I don't want everyone, I mean, I do have quite a bit of business, but I want everyone to feel special, like they're the only client I have at the time. So I do my very best. And if I miss a call, most people are calling from their cell phone, so I'll just text back and I'll say, I'm on the phone with a client, I'll call you back in 15 minutes. So I just feel like communication is really important and just always being responsive. Really just building that rapport from the beginning. So I feel like that's the most important part of a relationship is just, you know, kind of finding out what their needs are, getting to know them and building that relationship.
So that's a great little tip for everybody listening when the phone rings and you can see the phone number that you text people to say on the call, we'll call you back. That just acknowledges them and that they're not sitting waiting. It could be that you're on another call for 30 minutes. So kudos to you, man. Very few loan officers are very responsive. And I can tell you that's probably the number one priority. The better you communicate, the more you win. So there's a reason you're a top producer, and all these little things flash are really big things in the scheme of being a loan officer. So let's talk about, do you have a team? Like, do you have an assistant who helps you or multiple people, and what are their roles?
I do. I have two assistants. I have one who helps me on the front end. So when we get an application in, he actually figures out the loan programs that make the most sense. He sends me pricing, rough estimates that are fillable, even the approval letter that's fillable for later. So he just sets me up with all the tools that any of us on the team may need, you know, as the client finds a house. So pricing out mortgage insurance, anything that's wrong with the credit or wrong with the file. You know, this client, FYI, this client is newly self-employed, or this client, you know, whatever, it has no money in the bank, whatever it is. He points out the pain in the thing. So when I go to look at it, it's already been reviewed by one set of eyes. And then for me, it's just a quick glance over because I know exactly what I'm looking for. You know, if there's child support or alimony, just kind of, he reviews it all for me. So then, my other assistant, she takes the loan from contract to close. So she gets it right and tight for processing and then follows up with everything after that. So, you know, I also have a dedicated processor who does, you know, contact. He does have contact with the borrowers as well, and he will be in touch with them too. But I'm always involved in everything. Like, I always see what's going on, and I really only jump in if I have to.
So explain to me this. When you say you've got, I get that from contract to closing, so basically they're helping the processor. The front-end guy, are you taking the loan applications, or is he taking them?
Yeah, if you call right now and say, hey, I'm interested in a loan, I'll talk to you. So most of my thing is talking on the phone. That tends to be my primary job. So I'll talk to you on the phone. I'll talk to you all day. And then I usually do not take the application over the phone. Most of the time, people do them online. And we have an online system where they can upload their documents as they're going along. So it's really, you know, it used to be 14 years ago, everyone wanted to do it over the phone. And now I'm finding nobody really wants to do their applications over the phone. They all want to do it online. So it works out. So they fill it out online. And then when the application comes in, we all get notified. And then my one assistant, he jumps on it and starts working on it. So generally, we have some estimates and some idea about the pre-approval within like an hour of them filling it out.
So you say hello to the customer, say, all right, we look forward to working with you. Go online, fill it out. He gets it on the off the line. He does all the info, and then you give them the advice. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah. Most of the time I'll send an email out to the client and CC the realtor. Thanks for filling out the application. Everything looks great. Here's a couple of rough estimates. Thanks for sending in your documents. It looks like you're good to go. You're qualified, you know, on the loans that we discussed earlier, or, you know, you're qualified on the loans that are attached. I'll call you now to discuss them, but if I miss them, call me when you get a chance, you know, if I miss you. And usually I'll send that email out, and then I'll call and then go over the options that are available. And then they'll go start shopping. And then once they find a loan, my other assistant takes it from there.
Okay.
So they never talk to the first, they never talk to LOA 1. They never talk to that person. It's always me.
Only you. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you've got your processes down. And so let's try to help everybody that's listening in. What are the top three things that you think you did to elevate yourself to a top producer? And I know that's a hard thing to narrow to three, but can you think you can try for me?
I'll try. It is hard. The number one thing, of course, is hard work. I mean, you know, it does. It takes a lot of hard work, a lot of determination, long hours, a lot of sacrifice. I mean, that's just number one. There's no way anybody can get here on easy street. I just don't see it. It takes a lot of time, a lot of work. Another thing, I chose a great company to work for. So, you know, I've worked for, five mortgage companies in my career. And it really makes a difference if you're working somewhere that has good support and that they know the value of producing. So, you know, if they're production focused, it's really important. So I feel like where I work is really helpful. Like, they provide a lot of support. They allow us to do a quick closing. You know, they're fully staffed. So that has really been important to me, just having that support. Having the support staff available. And another thing is having other people refer me. So not only, you know, I do, you know, I've worked hard to get the business that I've gotten, but now I really kind of kick back some and let the realtors who've worked with me spread the word. So that's really been helpful. So it boils down to hard work, good support, and then getting people to refer you.
So leveraging those people who already are fans to help you get even more.
Exactly. Yes.
I love it. All right. So, goodness, I could talk to you all afternoon, and I know everybody that's listening is dying to hear some more. Let me ask you this. How do you stay motivated? I mean, the market's tough. Everybody's talking about it right now. What keeps you motivated? Mm-hmm.
Well, definitely the competition. I'm super competitive, and not only I'm competitive with myself, so I always want to do better than I've done before. I always know where I am compared to where I was last year, you know, so I also am very competitive with my coworkers in a good way, you know, like I always want to rise to the top. And I work at a super competitive, I mean, I have a lot of top producers where I am, so it's tough. And actually, funny story is, I did the most units last year, but someone else beat me by $400,000 for the year. And he did fifth place. I think it was like 52, 400,000. So like one loan. And, and I did 52 more units. So I'm doing a ton of work. That just got me going. So trust me, that's not going to happen again this year.
Okay.
So I'm that motivates me hardcore.
So you stay motivated because it's just in your core. So here's something you just said, which I'm not sure everybody realizes. You know your numbers. You know what you did last year. You know where you're going.
Oh, yeah.
And so I would challenge any loan officer in the country. How many loans did you do last May, last June, last July? Mm-hmm. And what are you going to do to beat it? Why be complacent and continue to grow?
Yes, exactly. And I always look at the numbers. And I look at a monthly, quarterly. I mean, I know exactly where I am. I'm 8% up from last year.
8% up. I love that you're so exact. All right. So what are some, and I guess, let's tell me about some consistent disciplines that you've incorporated in your business. Do you have some? Do you have a routine, like a work week where you wake up at 8, go at 5, and you do 3 sales calls or anything like that?
I actually don't. It's something that I think would help my business grow even more. But I don't. I pretty much, you know, I'm on most of the time. So it's, you know, I work from home most of the time, 99% of the time. I'll do scheduled lunches. I try and have at least 3 lunches set up a week with a realtor or coffee. But I don't have any set times. I know some other, top producing agents do some great things where every Tuesday they make follow-up calls or everything, but I actually don't. I mean, my daily routine really consists of, you know, managing what I've got, and not in a bad way, but like, you know, working, calling realtors that I know, calling clients, stuff like that. So I actually don't have any strong disciplines, but it's definitely an area where I would like to have something. I mean, I am, we are very, very rigid on our turn times. So, you know, when an application comes in, I mean, we are super responsive. So that's like same day, always same day. And then, turn times into processing. Once we have a contract, it's usually in processing that same day. So those are two rigid things that I'm pretty strict about.
Well, believe it or not, three lunches a week is a discipline that very few actually even put as a goal. And for you to have that, that is a strong discipline. I'm going to guess that, do you have the discipline where you're at your desk every morning by 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, and that you work until 5, or is it pretty loose?
Actually, I need more discipline with my free time. I end up working more than I should. So, yeah, I actually will start with, oftentimes the first thing I do is I check my emails on my phone, and I make sure, you know, there's nothing pressing or anything like that. I usually, you know, work out or have a coffee, relax a bit, and then hop in at like 8 o'clock. So I definitely am all in at 8, and usually lunch at my desk if I'm not out. And then on those days, it's easy to end at 5. That's like an easy, awesome day. But there's other days where I have, you know, appointments or meetings with clients or something, and that throws me all off. So I'm pretty obsessive about not going to bed with anything left on my plate. So on those days, I'll actually, you know, end up working at 10 o'clock or as long as it takes me to have a clean slate when I start the next day.
Excellent. All right. Well, let's. I got to tell you, the 8 to 5, if you just stay focused all day long and work and be responsive, I love the fact that, you know, communication is key for you. And you said the word, you're obsessive a couple of times about being responsive, rigid turn times. And I got to tell you that if every loan officer in the country did that, they'd be further along. So let's end it. I don't know if you have any. Let's end it with the last question. It says, you know, what advice do you have for any LOs who really want to improve their production?
My biggest advice is turn in super write and type files so you do not have any issues to follow up with. What has been the biggest distraction in my whole career has been when a file has issues. So if something gets suspended or denied, that will ruin your life. It'll ruin your whole day. So my advice is get it done at the beginning. So get all the pain out, get all the documents in, do all the hard work on every single pre-approval before you write that pre-approval letter. And then by the time it's in, ready to go, it's clean, and you don't ever have to worry about it or think about it again. That, for me, has freed me up to feel good about what I'm doing, to, you know, have the confidence that my approval letter is solid gold, and, you know, just it's just a great feeling. It gives me a lot of confidence when I'm out there selling.
Well, you have just given probably the most sage advice, because I don't know if you know this, but as part of our application class, where we talk about doing super write and type files, do you understand the value of one customer, and do you understand the value of your time? And if you can get the customer's file perfectly done up front, that customer is worth gold of referrals and repeat business in the future. That's when you mess up, it's just really hard to ask for referrals and ask them to come back, and it's taken all of your free time to prospect and to take care of and be responsive. So kudos to you. Great advice.
Awesome.
Let me just say how cool it is to interview an XCO, a Zenix certified originator, 13 and a half years later, who's at the top of her game, and yes, number one in the company. And I have no doubt that you will, in units, that you will be number one in both categories this next year, but your unit count is off the charts as well. So kudos to you, Christy. And now I guess our next designation we got to get you is the XCP, which is the Zenix Certified Professional. And then you'll continue to just grow. So So it is great
awesome.
To say
thanks.
Congrats to the best of Loudoun, and that was an awesome call and lots of tips and advice for loan officers around the country. So thank you for spending time with me, Christy.
Thank you, Casey. It was my pleasure, and I do look forward to the next chapter there at Zenix.
Oh, thanks. Have a great day. We'll talk soon. Bye-bye.
Okay, you too. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. Be sure to check back next week for a new episode of Inside the Mortgage Mind, a podcast from Zenix, the Mortgage Academy.